Last year, we lost $3.5 million.
Brian Ellerby is CEO at Adult Triad Pediatric Medicine on South Eugene Street in Greensboro. It's a nonprofit that provides medical care for Guilford County's roughly 94,000 uninsured residents. Many he describes as working poor.
So we're at a point where we will have to consider cutting access in order for us to maintain financial stability to be able to see those patients that we can afford to see.
This is why Ellerby and other Triad Health professionals want state legislators to expand the eligibility to Medicaid. It would enable clinics to recoup some money for their services. But last week, the Republican-led House and Senate passed measures blocking any expansion. Broadening this coverage by states was originally mandatory under the Affordable Care Act, but last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court made it voluntary. Republican lawmakers say they're rejecting Medicaid expansion because of a state audit that showed in the past 3 years, North Carolina has overspent its Medicaid budget by $1.4 billion. But Ellerby says not providing some kind of insurance coverage could ultimately cost the state and its citizens much more.
Our average cost per visit is $176. If that patient has to go to the emergency room, the cost averages anywhere above $800 per visit. Now, they went to the hospital and their condition had gotten so bad that they had to be admitted. The national average is $9,600.
And according to Ellerby, this sparks a costly domino effect that ultimately ends with people who are insured paying higher premiums to cover for the uninsured. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.